Welcome to the Overwhelm is Optional podcast, where each week we find ways to gently rebel against the nonsense that overwhelm and exhaustion are just the price you pay to have the life you want.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's episode of the Overwhelm is Optional podcast. This week, we're going to be looking at how to cultivate feelings of safety so you can venture boldly in the direction of your dreams with ease instead of the normal, boring, oh, life is hard and we have to struggle and sacrifice. Let's do it differently. Let's gently rebel against that because it's exhausting and overwhelming and it's no way to live. And how we adventure matters, doesn't it? If we think that it'll all be worth it if we wreck our health and our sanity and our ability to switch off and have fun and love the people we love the most, like if that's the route to whatever the end goal is, what's the point? It doesn't make any sense. It's just a nonsense. How about we change how we adventure? Let's just gently but firmly, without telling too many people, because as soon as you take a stand, you have to get like using lots of energy and getting all fighty. So this is gentle rebellion. We just do this quietly, secretly. You don't need to tell anyone. Just do it without anyone noticing. It's just easier because then you don't feel that you're being judged by anybody else. And you may or may not be judged by anybody else, but you know what we're like with judgment. Our heads just go into a, oh, what if? So let's drop the judgment for ourselves and other people. And let's just focus on you adventuring boldly by gently rebelling against the idea that everything you want is on the outside of your comfort zone. Let's get feeling safe before adventuring forth. Why? Because you need to feel safe and grounded in order to do the big thing. And you also need to shrink the big thing to feel safe. So I don't know about you, but my mind is an expert at making mountains out of molehills. Now, if you think about that statement, it's ridiculous. Because if you could actually make a mountain out of a molehill, you know that thing that you worry about, and then when you go through it and pass it, you look back and go, oh, it wasn't a mountain, it was a molehill. It was a really small thing, actually, but I made it into a big deal because I got anxious and worried, and I went into all these balmy scenarios about how everything could go wrong. You know the kind of thing I'm talking about. So if it's possible for you to create a mountain out of molehill, by definition, because that's a magical act, by definition, it is possible for you to shrink a mountain down to a molehill. Of course it is, because all of your mountains, when looked back on, have shrunk to molehills. So therefore, you can do it. So why not just start from that place? Yes. Amazing would that be? So when we shrink the mountain down to a molehill, or when we shrink our bear, the thing that's scaring us, when we shrink it down by deliberately cultivating feelings of safety, we then have the energy and the focus we need to take those steps that did feel difficult. But now because we shrunk them, they're possible, they're easy. It's not such a big deal. So let's do this. Let's do the 1 minute mark together and add in cultivating feelings of safety so that you can shrink your mountain into a molehill or shrink your bear or whatever is just in your way, whatever is making you feel like it would be unsafe, whatever is triggering fear and existence, whatever is triggering fear and resistance from you taking the next step on whatever it is you want, whatever's irritating you, whatever the struggle is. Cultivating feelings of safety will help clear your mind and give you the headspace to see the easier ways and to actually focus and take action. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes if safe and appropriate to do so. Don't do this while driving. If you're listening in the car, just let my words wash over you and focus, obviously, on driving safely. So sending all your awareness down to your feet and feeling your feet on the ground. Get really curious about the physical sensations in your feet. Maybe wiggling your toes to do whatever it takes to draw your attention from everywhere around you, from all the distractions, down to your feet. Feel connected to the earth. Feel at home. grounded. Feel your feet on the ground. Allow your belly to soften if it wants to. Maybe allow the shoulders to move away from the ears if they want to. Space between the teeth. And then maybe allowing your belly to soften. Notice how you feel. Don't try to change anything. Don't try to achieve anything. Don't even try to relax. Just notice completely neutrally how you feel in this moment. And know that however you feel is however you feel, and that's okay. It's just useful information. And then really connecting with the feeling of your feet on the ground or wherever they are, the chair or the bed, or whatever you're sitting on, really connect with that. Feeling safe, at home, welcome, comfortable, at ease. Really connecting with the physical feeling of being still and connected to the earth. This is your home. You're welcome here. Allowing yourself to settle into this moment. Maybe imagining that every cell in your body, which has been spinning around all day, or spinning around for months or years or weeks, is just being given space to stop spinning, to pause and settle, to reset. You are safe. Allowing yourself to feel safe. You are loved. Allowing yourself to feel loved. You are welcome. You need to do nothing today to feel safe, loved, and welcome, because those things are always true. So feeling safe, comfortable, at ease, and noticing any resistance to that is just useful information. Just notice it. Don't try to feel safe. Just allow feelings of safety where they're ready to come. Allowing yourself to feel safe. Trusting yourself to keep yourself safe. And if it's helpful, you can imagine that there's a bubble of protection all the way around you, keeping you safe. Maybe it has a colour, a texture, and it only allows love in. Love can flow freely in and out of this protection boundary. Love, joy, ease, freedom. But you are protected. You are safe. This is your strong boundary of protection that you create. So just allowing any feelings of safety. And just notice how you feel. Notice any feelings of safety that are starting to come. Notice any resistance. Don't try to change anything, just notice. So this is just cultivating feelings of safety. This is just allowing, tapping into any safety that's already there. Settling back into this moment. Just practicing the feeling of safety, just for a moment longer. Knowing that this is just a practice. You can't get it wrong. Always bring a beginner's mind. Just notice. Notice how that feels to you. Cultivating feelings of safety. Remembering. Remembering how it feels to feel at home in yourself. However small you can touch on that today, and however much you can allow it to spread, filling your whole body, filling that whole bubble, that protective bubble, or not. Just notice, allowing feelings of safety, tapping into any feelings of safety that were hidden. And enjoying any feelings of safety that come. And then inviting you to very slowly, when you're ready, opening your eyes, but then pausing and noticing how you feel, noticing how that was for you this time. From this place of strong connection to the earth, of feeling welcome and at home, of taking up your space, of having the freedom to be yourself safely. From this place, you can kick ass on anything you want to do. But it might take some time, it might take some practice. Just a few moments every day cultivating feelings of safety, either using this podcast episode, or you could just remember the feelings of safety. Remember what it's like. Remember the questions I asked you. And you could just be walking down the road, going about your day, or sitting at your desk, or whatever you're doing. And you could just say, oh, I'm just going to spend a moment tapping in, see if I can cultivate feelings of safety. You could do it before an important meeting, an important Zoom call. You could just practice, just play, just get curious. Take it lightly. Don't take it too seriously. It works, but you need to make it yours. Do it with some gentle rebelliousness against the idea that everything has to be hard, that you have to push through fear. What if you don't? What if you get to feel safe and then take action? What if you can find ways to make it easier for you? See you next time.
Thank you so much for being part of this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please do take a little moment of your time to share it, like it, etc., to help other people find it. And if you'd like to know more about my work, please go to www.heidimark.co.uk.